Thank you, Councilman Adams. The worship service this morning will proceed unannounced because each of you have bulletins, but I just want to again say thank you to each serving on the platform today. Our invitation will be led by Reed Tate, a longtime member here, and the piano music will be brought by David Maul, and leading the music, Hope Wemba, and we're grateful for their musical leadership. Also, the main prayer, the family prayer time by your current pastor, Pastor Herthel. We're grateful for his leadership here now over the past 3 years, I understand. That's great. And then our call to offerings and involved in the offering of the day and the appeal there, Elder Leroy Brook, our Michigan Conference treasurer, will lead in that. Arda Tate will bring us a children's story and share with us on that. Ardith and Reed have been here for how many years? I know you were active when I was here in the 90s, probably back in the 80s as well, 70s, 60s, 50s. Well, we better not go back too far. All right. And our speaker will be introduced by Elder Royce Snayman, Michigan Conference Ministerial Director. And we are grateful for his leadership as well. Our scripture will be brought to us by Pastor Bentley, a former pastor here just before your current one and now serving at the Detroit Metropolitan Church there in the Detroit area. Our special music we're looking forward to, Strong Tower Radio Quartet. I don't know each their names, but I hope they will share with us. And we're delighted that they are here, and we will be hearing not only this morning, but several this afternoon, and we're looking forward to that. Right. Our message will be brought to us by our own Lake Union Conference president, Elder Livesay, and we're grateful for his leadership, and he will be bringing us the message. And we know that we will be abundantly blessed, richly blessed, as we continue to rejoice in the praise and adoration of who Christ is, what he's done for this church, this community, and our individual lives. As we transition now to our worship service, I would invite you to reflect with me. As the psalmist so beautifully put it in Psalm 105, verses 1 through 5. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms of praise. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember, lest we forget, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Welcome to this 100th centennial opportunity of worship and the blessings God has in store for each of us at the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church, family and friends at Family Worship.